Yeah, we're holding by yeah, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, here on top. Again, the Gemara said, what? Ki Yitzrak Kro, Lemutei Nirva V'Nevet. What do we need the Pasuk by an Oy for then? The last question was, hey, so if you hold that it's called the barrier, if you have these birds, by the Tchila Zihuv of the Turman and the Bnei Yoina, that they're called the barrier, so then it's good when you need a Pasuk. The Gemara said, but it's only a Sofik, what it is, so what do you do a Pasuk for? So Mora says, no, it could be really it's only a Sofik what it is then. We're not sure whether they are old enough or whether they're not. And really the Pasuk was only Nesmachta B'Yalma, like Rashi says. Rashi, this Rashi says, Itzra Kro Lemutei. This Rashi, we'll soon see. So Mora says in Echnami, that Ki Itzra Kro Lemutei Nirva V'Nevat. Rashi says, V'Yafagav D'Tona K'Toni Yeprat V'Tchilas Hatziyuv. That's a smachta b'yalma. And it's not me, when the birds first the neck start to turn colors, that's only a smachta b'yalma, because really it's only a suffix, whether they're old enough or not. But the ikar pasuk is that by a bird there's a psul of a nirva or a psul of a nevat. So Rashi says that by reveya, that's that a bird should go into an odom, that we don't have. Reveya lek lemeim b'ayfas, dein l'chayf reveya. There's no like male bird that goes into a female to a person, that you don't have. Mashma, the other way could be, a nirva could be that a man went into a bird. So the man went into a bird, so that bird is possible for korban. Or else nevan, if somebody worships the bird, makes it avoid the zoram, so it's possible to use for korban. That's the kiddush over here. Because without this special posik, sakot, that the chimin chai would have thought to say, hoyu luksiv, since the posik says, the ma'ikra it says, ki mashchosam bohem, mumbom. It says why it has a loch of a mum, that an animal will soon see what goes on, whether it's raveya, whether it's a nirva or a nevad, that's a psul in the korban in the animal. Because it says loshno ki mashchisam bohem mumbom. Now, but Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, komokim shenemer hashchosa. Wherever the pasuk says hashchosa, and he wrote says ki mashchosam, that his animal did hashchosa, is einu ela dvar aveiro. The avoros kachovim, either one of these two things. Either the bird did a dvar erva, like it was nirva, or else as avoid the zara, the people worshipped it. So these two psulim, the pasuk says, ki mashchosom behem mumbom. So if you worship an animal, or you're nirva with an animal, so that animal is not like a mum, it can't be used for korban. Now how do we know this? Dvar erva, the chassidus says in the pasuk in Bereishis, ki hishkes kol bosa yazdarkei al oretz. And it says there by Dor HaMabul, and says there they had znus with one another. So that's called the Dvar Erva. And Rashi says, B'dor HaMabul k'siv, B'dor HaMabul b'erva kilkaluk, it is siv, v'yichu lem noshim, sh'nezokkin l'noshir yayim, they slew with other people's wives. Or l'chol b'heim v'chay, they slew with animals also. Z'loshim ki mishchosam, ki hishkes kobosa, that means erva. And also, avodis kechavim, the Gemara says, the Pesach says, ten tashchisun v'yasisum lechem peso. So also loss of hashchosa, you destroy yourself by destruction. That means worshipping avodah zara. So in the pasuk says here also ki mashchosam b'mumbam, an animal that has one of these two averes, either was a nirva or else they worshipped it. So it's possible for korban. So I would have thought to say that kol shamum poisaboy by animals that is a psul mum. If so, dvar erva v'avos chodim psulim boy. Who are then? You can't use an animal that had they worshipped it for avodah zarah, or else it was nirva raveya. You can't use that animal for korban. That's only by behemoths, by animals, because animals have a psul mum. But I would have thought to say v'chol shein hamum poisaboy. But things like birds that do not have a psul of a mum, there's no psul mum by a bird. Even a split, there's no psul mum. I would have thought to say maybe ein dvar erva v'avos chodim poislim boy. Who adin, there should not be a psul of an erva, even if the bird was nirva, or even was nevad, I would have thought to say, maybe you're allowed to use it for korban. So the Mor says, no. For ani oifes, these birds, ho yovuloi possible mumma. There's no psul mir diraisa if it is a mum on a bird. The Yomamakras we learned, we always say, that tamus vizichros vibehema. That is a parsh, it has to be a tam and not a ba mum. But it has to be a zocher, not a nekeva, that was only said by behemoth. But v'ein tamos v'zichros b'yefes. But by a bird, there's never a nafkamina, whether it's an akeva or a zohar, or whether it's a tam or a balmum, it doesn't make a difference. There's no psulmum by birds. Only if it's mechusar and eva, that's the only thing wrong by a bird. That's like it's not nice to bring a bird that's mechusar a whole leg or something. But otherwise, tam regular mumim does not pass by a bird. So I would have thought to say, Eima, let's say also that dvar erva fi avodas kechovim nami loy lifsabu, that maybe a bird that was nirva or nevad, there should not be a psul for korban, is kamash malon. That's how apostle was saying here when the tan is mamayit, what it means to say there's a psul by a bird, it has these two psulim. It has a psul of nevad and nirva. Then Echnami, to be mayit to say that when it's too young, when you have this suffix age, that's not a posik. At the most of the svara, if it's only a suffix, whether it's kosher or not, you don't need a posik to tell us the psul. The posik before of min haturim, v'loi kol haturim. So that posik min, so the kids will mean to teach us is not all birds are kosher. For a korbin, that what's posul is a nirva v'neva, that's what's posul. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, boy, you observe. They asked the question like this: what's going to be? Haim, if somebody says, "Harei olai oilas behema," he has a chiv upon himself to bring a korban oila, a behema for a korban oila. He says like this: "Mino ayol or mina kevis." I could bring either from a lamb. A kevis is a young one, and an ayol is an older ram. Bosun sagrashi, kevis is during the first year, and after the 13th month, then it's called an ayol already. The person says they're allowed to bring either one of these two. So, the heavy palgus, and it brings now a palgus, that's a lamb, when it's over a year, the 13th month old. The first month of the second year, it's called a palgus. So, ma, what's the locha? The shailer is it an ayil, or is it a kevis? Or maybe it's called a berry, it's called a new creature by itself. Look at Rashi. Palgus, Rashi says, that's kevis alim. So it's like this: kevis ben shana b'terch shenosay kora kevis. During its first year old, it's called a kevis. The ayil. When does the animal turn to be an ayil? Mishavru yud gimachadoshim. After the 13th month, shenichnas chodesh sholim b'terch shana shniya. When it's already 1 month into its second year, that's kori ayil. And then it's called an ayil ad ayil. No matter how old it is, it's always called an ayil. But palgus, what is this? That's betoich chodesh rishon shoshana shniya. When after it's 1 year old, that's first month, the 13th month, that's called the palgus. So the question is, somebody says, are you allowed to bring a korban ola, either from an ayil or from a keves, and he brings a palgus, what's the locha? So the question is the palgus a sofik, whether it's an ayil or a keves? And here the mamonashach would be yotza, because either one is good. Or else maybe no, maybe it's a berry, it's a new creature by itself, it's not called an ayil, not called a kevis, and he would not be yotza. So let's see. Ali b'de Reb Yechonon loyti berlo. According to Reb Yechonon, there's no question. According to Reb Yechonon, you would not be yotza the neder over here. The yom a berry heavy. Reb Yechonon says it's called a berry, it's called like a behemoth by itself. It's not an ayil, not a kevis. So you would not be yotza your chayv of a korban ayil. Titznan, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Hekrivui. Titznan, not Pasuk. Yitznan, Hekrivu. Yitznan, Hekrivu. So maybe Olav, Nichsayayil. If you do bring this palgus for a korban, you bring this animal when it's 13 months old, this lamb, this keves. So it says what? Maybe Olav, Nichsayayil. What type of nesachim you have to bring with it? How much of a mincha? How much of a yayin? You have to bring the nichsay of an ayil. But the ain oila mizivchay. But does not go oila for its korban. So Rashi says, what does that mean? To say Rashi says hegrivu, Rashi says mishni. It's a mishni masechta pora. If someone brings a palgus, so it says what? The nisachim is the one of an ayil. But the oila mizivchay, you say, imhoye mechuyiv ayil levadoi. If it was mechuyiv to bring an ayil for the korban, or else like kevis levadoi. He's not Yotzes Chayv. And V'tayma Lemeforish Tona Imishum Sveiki Imishum Berit. It doesn't say clearly what the reason why you're not Yotzah. but just says you're not the Yotzi Yechayiv. And the Gemara says, V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, the Rebbe Yochanan says, Oy la'ayul is l'rabos es apalgus. Right, she says, Minola demevi alav nischei ayul. How do we know to say if you bring this type of a lamb that's 13 months old, you bring the nesachim of an ayul, and an ayul is shel shnei esroinim, has to be the flower of two esroinim, or shlishi esahin yayin, and a third of a hin yayin. How do we know this? Because it says in the parashas nesachim, b'shlach l'cho, oy le'ayul echod. So oy is l'rabbis es apalgis, b'nesachim alolu. So there's an extra posuk to say when you bring a palgis, it needs the nesachim of an ayul. So Rashi says, immediate across since in the posuk to Rambo, Shmaminu, we see that Rabbi Yechon holds that it, the reason why it's ein oyla, you're not yotza yochayiv, is because it's called a barrier. It's not called an ayul. It's not called a keves. Therefore, if you made a neder to bring one or the other, so by bringing a palgis, you're not yotza your neder. It's only gzeras akosuv though linyan nesachim. The Torah was mabur, it has nesachim of an ayul. It's according to Rabbi Yechon, in our first Shiloh, the person's menadev to bring a korban oila, either from an ayil or from a kevis, and it brings a palgis, pshit is not yotzer's neder. Because according to Rabbi Yechon, it's called a barrier by itself. It's a new creature, it's neither. Just as the chiddush akruah, then the sochim is like the ayil. So according to Rabbi Yechon, there's no sophic. Kiti berloch, where do we have our Shiloh? Where does Rabbi Zeir raise the Shiloh? Kiti berloch alibra de bapodah. According to the way Bar Poda learns. The what? To Yomi, he says like this. Maisi, Yitak, when you bring a palgus, you have to bring the Nesachim. Umasni, you make a Tanai. Rashi says, Maisi, Umasni, this really sefiku, he knows really this palgus is a sefik. And we don't know what type of Nesachim you should bring. You should bring the Nesachim of an ayil or the Nesachim of a kevis. So you bring like both and you make a Tanai. So much like this. Me, I'm going to do, I say, Ayul bekeves masna. His sophic is either it's an ayul or a keves. So he brings the sochem like both of them. But the barrier la masna, there's no doubt to say, there's no sophic to say it's like a new creature. And this we don't have to make that in part of you tonight. That's the sophic. Aduma maybe no. According to Bapoda, maybe the barrier nami masna. Maybe you have to make it tonight that maybe it's a barrier. And the Yomri sounds like this. A barrier have a. If this palgus is called a new type of an animal, levekulu nedava, it could be like then it's not mechuyev nesachim altogether, and then the nesachim totally should be in nedava. So therefore, that's our shaila. According to Bar Poda, when you bring the nesachim, is the pshat? It's only a suffix, whether it's a keves or an ayil, and then an hour shaila for sure you yotze your chayiv to bring the korban ayla, because manashach. You brought a palgus, either it's an ayil or a keves, a yotza. The other said, no, maybe it's also a suffix, maybe it's a barrier. And if there's a doubt, according to Bar Poda, it's a barrier, so now in Shal, you would not be yotza your neder. You still have to bring another korban ayla. So, that's a good suffix. Rashi says what? That he brings a tanayi, what's really a suffix, Bar Poda, my mistake, what's a suffix? Or my masna? V'oil ayil, dorish le'el adrosh, he used the posik for something else. In the Gemara Menachos, so our suffix here is what's the plan of these nesachim? Like is it pshita? It's either an ayil or a kevis. So you have to make a tanai in the nesachim, either this or that. Or else maybe no, maybe a duma. She says beriye misaklu rapod a duma beriyu. For gabin nesachim ma'isi yumasna. The beriye will have a kul in the dava. This whole thing is only in the dava. So maybe our suffix remains a teiku. Then another shayla. Boyi Reb Zeira. What's going to be here? Oimer harei olai lach meitoida min hachomitz oim min hamatzah. Person says he is mechayv himself to bring the lech lach meitoida from chomitz oim min matzah for hevi seir, and he brings now his matzahs from seir sourdough. That's what he brings. So Rashi says really toida is tuna mem chalas daf 40 chalas shloishim 30 of them are made out of matzah. And 10 of them is made out of chometz. So the guy says that he wants to bring lach meitoidim in a chometz and in a matzah. He says it means yud chalas. He wants his mechayv himself to bring 10 chalas. And neizim in sheretz, it's up to him to decide if he wants to bring 10 chalas of matzah or 10 chalas of chometz. That was his nedava. He's bringing the nedava now to bring just 10 chalas from a lach meitoidim. Either 10 of chometz or 10 of matzah. And the question is now, he brings now Savior, brings sourdough. So sourdough really is not completely chametz, and it's not completely matzah. So that's the shaila, is it yotzes neder now or not? So Mora says, Sayyid the man, let's see, which type of sourdough are we talking about now? E Sayyid the Rabbi Meir, if we're talking about Rabbi Meir's Sayyid. So the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, matzah ma'ayasi. That's considered mamish gesunta matzah, it's not even a sulfur chametz. So Rashi says, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, pligu the machlekes and psochim, Rabbi Meir, heavy Sayyid, biach sofis ponim. As soon as the face of the dough starts to change colors, come a little bit yellow, that's called already Seir, even though it has no cracks in the dough at all. And if it has cracks, he knows that's already called a chametz gomer. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Seir, kozman, there's no cracks, it's chametz gomer. So as the Gemara says, if you want to say this, say the sourdough, only turned a little bit to become like a little bit sour. It turned a little bit towards yellow, but it didn't have any cracks yet. Says so. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that's mamash matzah ma'ayisa. There shouldn't be any suffix. Elamai either Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to tell me the sayer of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which that means the dough started to crack already, is so Rabbi Meir chametzu. According to Rabbi Meir, that's for sure chametz. It's not a suffix either. Now, the Rabbi Meir, Elamai you have a suffix. What's the loch of sourdough in Rabbi Meir Shita, according to Rabbi Meir, when the dough started to change colors already, but there are no cracks in it yet. So, me the lock your lay. Since Rabbi Meir agrees that if you eat that Seir on Chometz, you get Malkus, there's no Chiyuv Koris, but you get Malkus. If so, Chometzu. Shatan, according to Rabbi Meir, it's called Chometz. And Meir here also. Rashi says, is chametzu. Rashi says, "V'yaf agav the chorus lemechiv no yina mechayev chorus if yitis on Pesach mishum duav chametzu royal achilu. It's not royal to eat. Miu chametz nuk shemikri is called like old chametz, and therefore for your neder here avadi you be yotze nidroy. Since lemais it's chametz, you'd be yotze your neder. So there's no suffix again. But Eli rather the shalom like this: the Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda." According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that the sourdough now Seir has cracks in it already. That's how much like Chometzika became already. So Shaila is mine, what's the locha? Svei Kehevei, is according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a suffix, whether it's Chometz or whether it's Matzah, it's one of the two. If so, then the Nofik Ramonashoch, if somebody brings down to be Yotzes Nedo Lach Metoida, these type of ten chalas, which are sourdough, so it'd be Yotzes Ramonashoch. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he has a suffix. Rashi says, El Rabbi Yehuda means the karne chagovim, that the dough has cracks already, like the horns of a grasshopper. When we boil the leaf of Rabbi Yehuda, the Yomi says, B'seya the day, Yisof, he says, if you find this on chomet, on Pesach, you have to burn it. Alma yesh by tzad chomet, there is a tzad chomet, but still he holds whoever eats it on Pesach, Yipota. Alma la vadi chometzu. And therefore it's like Asura Sofik. So Shalom is now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the suffix? Is it a suffix whether it's chametz or matzah? So then here in our case, the monoshach yud biyotza, whereas the other suffix is no, maybe it's again, it's like a berry, it's like a new thing, it's not this and not that, and then you will not biyotza, you're choyv bayos. But you said you want to bring lach meitayda from chametz or from matzah. That's our Shalom, that's what Mora says. Sveiku, if it's a suffix to Rabbi Yehuda, then benofik monoshach, biyotza monoshach. Or do we maybe know? Maybe according to you, the beryu, this type of sourdough is a new din. It's not chametz and it's not matzah. It's nothing. That's why you have to burn it. You pot to feed it. And therefore, by yos, loy nothing, you wouldn't be yotza. So maybe that's from Zera Sofik. So Mora says no. V'omer Avuna Avuna says, Ha'ima re'el alach me'toida. Somebody says a chiv to bring lach me'toida. Maybe toida v'lachma. He has to bring a korban toida with the slechem. It's so the chiva the chayv lay betoida, the lachmo. Once you have to bring a korban toida, then it's lachmo. Hola yoda hay gavra, he chometz heve the laisi matzah, he matzah but let's say chometz. So monashuk you're not going to be yotzia. Like if you have to bring a regular korban toida with the real 40 lechems, so monashuk 30 of them have to be matzah. If you tell me now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to suffix what these are, so you can't use them for matzah because maybe they're chometz. And you can't use them for chametz because maybe they're matzah. So you're not going to be yotzer anyway. So what's Yishan, what's your suffix over here? The Moneshach, you're not going to be yotzer. So Mura says, no. The Yoma, the case is, Harayalai Chalo, Lifter Toidosai Shaplani. The guys, I only wanted Mechaim himself to bring Chalo to free somebody else. My friend brought a carbon Toida. And he has to bring Chalo. So I want to bring 10 Chalos for him. That's what I want to bring. So Mura says, so what? Holayodai Gavri, Chomet Seve, you're not helping out your friend. If you bring these 10 Chalos, you don't know what you're giving your friend. Is these 10 chalas chametz, and then your friend, the Lysi Matzah, he has to bring 30 matzahs. Or matzah, maybe what you're giving your friend now is matzah. And the Lysi chametz, he has to bring 30 chametzes. Now, since your friend anyway doesn't know what it is, so what are you helping? You're not helping anyway, so anyway it's a suffix. So Mar said, the question is, lo tzricho de loy oma liftoi. He didn't say he wants a pot to somebody else. To loyoma lifter. That's a loytzricha loyoma lifter. He didn't say he wants a pot to free somebody else's chayiv. And the rabbi said like this, Rashi says, Harayolai yud chalis litoidosa shaplaini. I want to have a chayiv to bring 10 chalis for my friend. The chayiv and the yom litoidosa shaplaini, loychayiv le betoidi. He's not mechayiv to bring a korban toida. Velachma with his lechem. Ela b'yes roni 10. That person won't be yotzer with him. But the question is, though, you have a chiv now to bring 10 chalas, and you could bring either 10 from chametz or 10 from matzah. So that's your suffix. Now, you yotzer your chayv. Someone says, Meifer Gavri de Nidra Nofik. Is this person Mekayim his neder? Or Lenofik? Or he's not Mekayim his neder? His neder was to bring 10 chalas. Either of matzah or of chametz. So that's a shalom. You bring now this type of sourdough, so that's a suffer according to Rabbi Yehuda. Is it the pshat, it's either chametz or it's matzah, and then you yotzer? Or maybe no, according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's a barrier by itself and you're not yotzer. So that's also a taker. That'll be a taker. What's the locha? Is seyer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is it for sure one of the two? Or maybe no, maybe it's neither. It's like a new barrier, a new creature. It's neither chametz nor matzah. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, kosher b'poro, what's kosher for poro is posel b'egla, is posel b'egla rufa. And kosher b'egla, how you act with an egla rufa, is posel b'poro. Okay, it's talking about a poro aduma. And it means a shchita. Poro aduma needs a shchita, posel b'shachar ha'slachonov. So to do a shchita, an egla rufa, that's posel. An egla rufa is not turn shchita, but you have to chop off the head from the back. That's the parsha of an egla rufa. If you find a mace outside the city, you have to bring an egla rufa. And the opposite also, what you do to an egla rufa, that's possible for a poro. A poro needs a shchita, not chopping off the head. It's worse like this. Tana Rabbanan, what like this? Poro b'shchita. Poro aduma needs a mace shchita done to it. Poro b'shchita k'shera. B'yarefa psula. If you just chop off the head, that's psul by a poro aduma. Egla, the egla rufa you bring, be a reifik shayr, there you have to chop off the head. But the shchita psul, if you make a shchita on an egla rufa, you're not mekayim, you don't have your kapara. The pasuk said, you find a mace outside the city, we don't know who killed him, so the ansheir has to bring an egla rufa for that kapara. So the egla rufa has to be dafka with an arifa chopping off the head and not with a shchita. Nimtzes, it comes out like it says in our Mishnah, that kosher b'poro, the shchita's kosher b'poro is posel b'yegla, and kosher b'yagola, what's kosher b'yegla roof is posel b'poro. So we ask the question, how do you know this? Tritei poro k'sher b'arefa. Why don't they say that the poro aduma should be kosher even by chopping off its head? And I should say, mikal v'chayma from mikal v'chayma megla rufa. Or ma egla, just like an egla rufa. Shlihuch shro b'shchita. There's no hechsh, you can't do it b'shchita. Like we'll learn apsukim later. Egla roof is v'davka b'arefa and not with a shchita. If so, hukshru b'arefa. Still you can make an arefa by the egla rufa. If so, poro, the poro aduma. Shehukshru b'shchita. You could be yotza with a shchita and a poro aduma. If so, ein adin, isn't it a svara to say shehukshru b'arefa? Isn't it a svara to say that maybe you could also chop off the head by a poro aduma? The Zemora says no. On the Kodesh, the pasuk says v'shachat and the word v'chuka. It says, Rashi says, "V'shach v'dois l'fono v'ksiv v'dois chukas ha'teira." If so, v'shchita in darefaloi, that likuv here, that only shchita is matta paraduma, and not a reitha. So that's the question. So what? Even though it says the word chuka, so what? I can't make the kabbachayim. Why can't I still make the kabbachayim? I vogab yom kippurim. The chiv bechuka. The pasuk says the word chuka. For Tanya, still we learned when it says we are so chatis hagirul. So we dashin hagirul loisa chatis. We ain't hashem loisa chatis. That the girls were doing it, and not just on you calling it. That there you have the two serum, echad lashem, echad lazozel. So you can't just say this soya should be lashem. You have to make a girl. Now, shiach love the work, because I would have thought to say, but Lord, it's a svara. Well, ma'ab ha'mokim, shloik kiddush ha'girl, when the girl doesn't work. Kiddush ha'shem, if you say this is kaddish, it's kaddish. Is so mokim, kiddush ha'girl, over here, by the Torah says you could use a girl, a lottery. Is any of the dinners in the svara that says, kiddush ha'shem, if you call it, it should be good? Talmud, the Apostle says, no, but you're so chattis. That's a special example of sukkosiv. Ha'girl was a chattis, ve'en ha'shem was a chattis. Now, time, what's the reason because of Rachmon of Yasol Chattis, next Shaposik? Without the extra posik, the Hashin and Kabbachai would have been a Kabbachayma. So the question is why? How can I make a Kabbachayma? It says the word chukah by these pashas of Yom Kippurim. You see, even though it says the word chukah, it's like I make a Kabbachayma. Samura says, no. Miat Rachmon of Gavlegla Rufa. There's a Miat special Miat Begla Rufa. Zeis be a Reifa. Ve'en Acheres be a Reifa. You take it right. Really, you could have made a kabbalchayim to say a porah should be kosher with an arufa, which chopping off the head. And now the word chukah would help us. But the reason why we don't make the kabbalchayim is because there's an extra pasuk, the egla rufa, that dafka the egla rufa is by reifa, chopping off the head. And not something else, and not a paraduma. Therefore, paraduma cannot be kosher by reifa. Now, almost as if so, the opposite, but the egla ksher b'shchita. Why not say the egla rufa is kosher b'shchita mekabbalchayim? It's not kosher with chopping off the head, like we just said. Still ksheri b'shchita, so egla rufa, she ksheri b'reifa, this kosher b'reifa. Ain't it in the svarta say shukra b'shchita? Maybe egla rufa should also be kosher b'shchita? Or there's no also special because there's a kosher b'makro. The pasuk says, v'orpoi ha'egla. So v'orpoi ha'egla b'reifa v'ein b'shchita. The orfoy ha'egla means bareifa in b'shchita loy. Especially because there's a kosov, the egla rufa is dafka bareifa chopping off its head and not b'shchita. Especially because there's a kosov. Yeah. Therefore, we say that, like it says in the Mishnah, that the por is dafka b'shchita and the egla rufa is dafka bareifa. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side of the tape. So wait till the end of this tape, and then turn over. We'll start up Chav Dalet on the other side of this tape.